There's a right way and a wrong way to help a struggling spouse. Whether it's a retirement, maybe it's a lost job, maybe there's some health issues or something else, I'm hoping that I can give you some really thought-provoking tips in this episode. You are listening to the Mom's Mixed Family Blender podcast. My name is Brenda Baker. I've been married to my husband, Mike, for 23 years. We have 5 boys. My husband served 2 tours to Iraq. We have 4 grandkids, and we're a mixed family. I'm the founder of momsmixfamilyblender.com and the author of Helping Others Helps Me. I am passionate about using my stories to help teach you how to thrive in whatever situation you find yourself in. I'm so glad you're here today with me. The title of today's episode is 7 Easy Ways to Help a Struggling Spouse Overcome. I'm going to ad lib some here today because I'm trying something new. So I apologize in advance if it seems like I'm stumbling all over myself. This past August, my husband retired from the military, and he had been in the military for 24 years and had 2 tours to Iraq. And there were a lot of things about his time in the military that really kind of formed and shaped him into the person that he is. Now, you know, there was some really good parts about the military, but there are also a lot of things about it that were not as good. And so when my husband retired, it was kind of a shock. We were planning for it for about 1.5 years before he actually retired. And, you know, but there's no way to actually prepare for something life-changing such as a retirement. Now, my husband was a National Guard soldier, so he wasn't in the full-time military, although he did do a 3-year stint where he did do full-time. That was his full-time job, was the military. But other than that, he just had 1 weekend a month and, quote-unquote, 2 weekends or 2 weeks in the summer for annual training. So, you know, when you hear it was just a part-time gig, it's kind of surprising to people when they hear that my husband actually was struggling after retirement. Now, my husband put his all into his soldiers. His passion was really to help them to be better. You know, most of his soldiers were men. He did have a couple that were females, but his whole goal was to help them be better men, but also better soldiers and do what they said that they were going to do. And so you fast forward that into this past August, and my husband kind of lost his purpose to a certain degree, because the military was such a big part of his life for 24 years. But I mean, we did lots and lots of marriage counseling with soldiers and their spouse. We did, you know, we helped a lot of them with their parenting. I mean, there was a lot of things that we did with other military people, just to help them and encourage them and stuff like that. So, like I said, even though it was just 1 weekend a month, there was a lot of other times that we would get in the middle of the night phone calls. We would get, you know, somebody was struggling, somebody was drunk and needed a ride home. You know, I mean, honestly, my husband especially served a lot when it came to outside the actual stuff he got paid for. And so when August happened, we hadn't really expected that it was going to be this big deal. And then it happened. And it was somewhat similar to when he came home from Iraq both times, in the fact that he went into somewhat of a depression. The weirdest part about this specific time was he kind of felt like, okay, now what do I do? And so he was kind of unsettled. Anytime that we were together, I would feel how unsettled he felt. And although he wasn't snotty with me or anything like that, I could tell he was struggling. He didn't want to do some of the things that he normally would like to do. And like I said before, he felt like he wasn't useful, not in any situation, now all he had was his full-time job as a plumber. And so, you know, it really, it really hit him hard. No longer did he have most of the military people calling him because he wasn't in charge of them anymore. My husband really struggled with being generally negative, just feeling like, it's just another day. And that wasn't really necessarily his personality prior to this. He got kind of somewhat moody. And unfortunately, he wasn't sleeping hardly at all. So it really affected his energy levels and how he felt and just to the nth degree of all of that. Plus, 2 months prior to his retirement, we had a family issue that honestly dug up some deep feelings and really caused a huge issue for myself, but also for my husband. So what I want to say is, like I said before, I have 7 tips in easy ways to help a struggling spouse. Now, some of these are universal, depending, you know, it doesn't matter if your spouse is military or not. But then some of them maybe would be more like more apt to be helpful with military spouses. So anyways, so when it comes to, you know, you're trying to help your spouse, I don't know about you, but I did struggle with just wanting to tell him what he needed to do. And I knew from deployments when he would come home that was an issue that I had had those times. And so I really tried hard not to be Miss Know-It-All. Because obviously I'm not in his head. I don't know what he's actually feeling and what he's actually thinking. You know, and especially if you're listening to this and you're a wife, your husband wants to protect you. They want to protect you from their feelings. And whether that's right, good, bad, or indifferent, that's what they tend to do. Okay. So my number one tip would be make sure that you let them be real with you without correcting them. And hopefully that makes sense. But generally what I'm saying about that is if you can just let them talk, a lot of the times they can work out their own problems by talking about it. And even men need to talk about stuff. They don't have the incessant desire and need to talk like women do, but they do need to get it out. And sometimes I found myself really having to work hard to remember to listen to his words and not just be, yeah, but you need to do this, you know, and trying to correct him and tell him what he needs to do. Because frankly, he's an adult. He knows what he needs to do. And even if he didn't, that was not going to help him. So that's my first thingy. My second thing is realize, like I said, that you cannot fix their struggle. You can't take it away and you can't make them happy. That is a choice and something that they have to be responsible for. And the more that we as spouses try to take away those feelings, actually the longer lasting they are. Okay. So that's another big one. My third tip would be love them in their love language. You know, the 5 love languages book is a really great book, but there's a lot of them that are similar to that one. And it's really important to make sure that if your spouse is a gift giver, that you love them in that love language rather than if you're a touch person, you know. Always try really hard to love them in the language that they feel love and feel appreciated in. My next tip is understand that tough times come pretty much for everyone at some point in their life. And so really it's not that they're, you know, messed up or anything else. It's actually a normal thing that happens. And, you know, maybe some people don't go through, you know, a tough time of some sort, but most people do. And so once you realize that, it's way easier to be patient and not let their struggle be affecting you as much. Okay. That's a really, That's one that I've really wished somebody would have told me a long time ago. My next tip is don't tiptoe around them. They can tell. And this is something that I did when my husband came back from Iraq the first time, was I would just, all I wanted him to do was just relax. I wanted everything to be like calm and collected for him. And what he ended up feeling like was that he wasn't needed in the family. And so I'll talk about that one again more in a few minutes. My next one would be to be real when they ask if you're okay. Now, obviously, you need to tell them things with grace. All right. You don't want to, rah, 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 you know, because that doesn't help anyone. But if they're asking, it's important to be real and just say, hey, your struggling is making me feel this way, or, you know, whatever, whatnot. Just be real with them. Don't try to, you know, I found, and of course, this definitely depends upon the personality of your spouse. Okay. But I did find that my husband, he felt like I was treating him like a child, if you will. If I wasn't just straight out, didn't just straight up tell him what I was thinking and feeling. So, and then my last tip would be make sure that you need them. Women tend to do more when their husband is struggling. And I'm not saying that men don't, but for some reason, we're kind of hardwired to just kind of take over when we need to. Just do what we need to do for the family, do everything. And that's actually, like I said in the fifth tip about tiptoeing around them, you also need to need them, especially if it's a husband. They need to be needed. They need to, you know, have jobs and honeydews. Those are actually good for them. I mean, obviously, don't overwhelm them. And if it's a health issue, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of physical things that they can't do, but there are some things. Maybe it's just driving the kids somewhere, or what's another example? Maybe they have enough energy to do a small sink of dishes for you. Let them do it. Okay. The more that they feel needed, the more, the quicker that they'll begin to thrive. Now, my husband is on the backside of all of this, and I'm really, really thankful, because it was a tough go, and we did have to do some medical things, and not, we tend to go to the natural side of things. So we did find that acupuncture especially really, really helped him. During part of this, my husband also kind of had a back issue. And so that didn't help, because he also wasn't able to work out for a while there. So we also did some chiropractic. But I would say that for sure for him, the acupuncture was probably the most helpful of everything we tried while he was dealing with all of this. And so, you know, maybe you're into that, maybe you're not, but it might be something to check out if you've never, you know, if you do have a spouse that's struggling, maybe it would be a good addition to whatever else you're doing. So anyways, that's all for today's episode. And I thank you for joining me and just being here. Tune in next time when I'll be talking about tips on what to do when your mistakes are affecting your kids. Thank you so, so much. And if you feel the need, please share this podcast with someone else. And I will see you on the next episode. See you later.